All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
I don't think I'm quite familiar with that phrase.
I'll explain, and I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I make this look good.
You are now listening to the Nothing But Real Reviews and More podcast.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you for listening, everybody. This is another edition of Nothing But Real Reviews and More. I am your host, Mike Lucas, and joining me is Aaron Chronican.
Hello.
Matt McNeil.
Hello.
Shane Chronican.
How's it going?
And Mike Lucas. Hello. We have an excellent episode for you guys. We are going to get into movies coming out to DVDs this week, as well as into theaters. We didn't do a top five, did we?
Nope.
I don't know, because I never do them.
I'll think of one on the fly. Just keep going.
Yep. Okay, cool. Well, improv top five. I love it. And then we're going to do a review of Arrival, the Denis V movie. So, we took a week off.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen anything in the midst?
No.
Deadpool 2.
How was that?
Pretty good.
Like Deadpool 2.
I liked it better than the original. The story was better. The villains were better.
Oh my god, it's a superhero movie. Some superheroes dressed in Deadpool costumes fought villains, and
no,
then he made some
Deadpool's
stupid,
not a Deadpool's superhero not.
He made some
movie.
Stupid fart yeah. jokes or something.
I don't remember fart jokes. Some wiener jokes,
yeah,
poop jokes.
Sounds about right.
It was pretty good.
Would you recommend seeing it in theaters?
I mean, it's not like a you have to see it in theater kind of thing, but you should see it.
Okay,
I mean, if you like
Josh
Deadpool,
Brolin,
yeah.
good or bad?
He was good. He was really good. I liked him a lot.
So do I have to see it in theaters?
Yes. I wouldn't say so.
Yes,
no.
Mike, you have to.
Yeah, okay. Mike, you
or
do.
Or else.
Someone else does, but you do.
Okay, cool.
I watched Gotham by Gaslight, which was super good until it wasn't anymore.
I don't understand that phrase.
I'll spoil it. Should I spoil it?
I'll spoil it right now. So the whole premise is it's Batman versus Jack the Ripper. And you think that, oh, Jack the Ripper's going to end up being the Joker because of course it
or
would be.
Anybody other
or
than
anybody.
What it ended up
and
being.
Then it ends up being Commissioner Gordon for no reason. And it's stupid.
Or think about this. Open your mind up.
Yeah. No.
That Commissioner Gordon's been an a-hole the entire time. Mm-hmm.
No, he's trying to cleanse the city. And the only way to do that is to kill hookers. In terrible ways.
And well, that's true.
I think he kills zero hookers throughout the entire
yeah,
movie.
He also killed a nun.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, cleanse the city by killing a nun who's helping as many people as she possibly can.
Orphans. A nun who's helping orphans.
Is she a hooker nun?
Nope.
Yeah.
She's super
just
old.
A good person.
Man, nun. A nun that banged orphans for money?
No, guys, that was Spotlight. That was our last review.
You don't understand role-playing. She was a hooker nun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, it was a super good movie until it wasn't anymore.
Hooker nun nurse.
Yep. So yeah.
People are into those nurse things.
Yeah.
Was it Harley Quinn? Was she the hooker nun nurse?
Harley Quinn wasn't even in the movie.
Was the Joker?
Nope. No.
You know who was? Catwoman, so we can get some super just broad strokes of feminine painted onto the movie.
Poison Ivy was also in the movie. She died like 2 minutes in.
Wow,
she
spoiler!
Was
a stripper, pole dancer, whatever she was. We don't know.
She was a dancer what? Of some sort.
Was it based in like the 1800s?
Yeah. It was like an alternate universe Batman.
Well, I hope so. Unless Commissioner Gordon's just running around in the main universe killing people and we don't know about it the entire time.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever, he still could be alive.
Also, you know, Jack the Ripper didn't kill many people.
Jack is an old alias of the Joker, so, you know, it would make sense for Joker to be Jack the Ripper. No, it's Commissioner Gordon.
So what you're saying is you don't like that it strayed from...
I don't like that they made... a historically good guy, a bad guy for no reason.
While also spoon feeding you his good guy-ness the entire movie.
Yeah.
Just to flip it entirely.
Well, I mean, like, sometimes they
sprung it on you out of nowhere. There were no clues to indicate that it was Commissioner Gordon, and it was just stupid. And he kills Hugo Strange for no reason. Like,
well,
he just kills people for no reason.
Maybe
there's
maybe
no
just,
motivation behind anything that he does.
Maybe you didn't pick up on the clues. Like, I think I saw a clip where he said, I'm Jack the Ripper. Pretty sure.
I missed that line.
Yeah, man. You might have just like, oh, I was on my phone for that one specific line.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that happened. So,
yeah. You met in that part where Batman was like, look, he stabbed her here. And Gordon was like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
It was higher than that.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
Apparently, yeah.
Did you see anything over the 2 weeks?
I started a Netflix documentary series.
Oh, Nuff said, don't care.
Nope. It's really good.
All right, Nuff said, don't care. Is it that evil whatever?
Mastermind or whatever?
Don't care.
Evil Mastermind.
Oh, I finished Big Mouth.
It's like some woman who robbed banks by forcing other people to do it. Kind of excited for season
two. You don't even know. You can't just make up stuff.
Is that the bomb collar thing?
Yeah, the bomb collar thing.
Yeah.
It's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
You can see a dude's body explode.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
On like a crappy camera that shows nothing and
No. It's like a good film camera from like the 2000s because it's a news crew.
No, and I've seen the footage. It's not good.
Oh, another movie
that I watched.
What are
you talking
about? I've seen the footage.
Yeah, and what do you mean it's not good? It's not like
it's a grainy camera from far away zoomed in that it's blurry. It's not great.
Ooh.
You get to see a body explode.
Ooh. Yeah, that could be a dummy. It doesn't, it's like, ooh. It's like, oh, that looks, that, oh, that's a body and there's blood everywhere. It's
what
just
you
like,
say, Mike?
And there's a dummy.
What you
gotta
say,
the
Mike?
I think he's just dumb.
Ooh, dumb. What do you gotta say, Shane?
I mean, I've watched it. It was
whatever. Ooh, you watched it, Mike. What do you gotta say, Mike?
I hate you so much. Anyway,
another movie that I watched was Tag. Don't watch that one.
You watched that?
Yeah.
How'd you watch that?
Well, it was on Netflix.
Oh,
it was like
that's not that one.
No, he's not.
That's not the Jeremy Renner Tag movie.
No. Not that one. It's a foreign film. It was a Japanese movie. It was like, if you liked Battle Royale.
Yeah, don't worry. None of us were in any danger of watching that.
Shane might have. You picked those crap.
Because it was one of those Netflix things. Was like, if you liked Battle Royale, you would also like.
Yo,
so
hold on.
Don't trust Netflix on that.
I was like making lunch, and I just needed something to watch to fill time.
Did
so I was
you
like,
a Netflix original movie?
No.
Mm. I was going to say, did you enjoy that horror movie? Here's a Netflix original comedy you may also enjoy.
It was not a Netflix.
Really Netflix?
It was not a Netflix original. However, it was a nonsensical mess.
Hold on. Y'all going to knock me for watching a Netflix documentary series, which actually turns out to be good.
Oh, we hate Matt for watching that, too. Yeah.
Well, and Aaron also picked the other thing. And you like JCVD.
That's, yeah.
So,
that's normal.
Yeah. Point is.
Bodies explode when JCVD Roundhouse.
It's true. It's true. And it's filmed well.
Let's get into other crappy movies. What movies are coming out to DVDs this week?
Just
nothing
crappy
good.
Movies.
A bunch of crap. Early Man, the animated movie.
Hell yeah.
I Kill Giants looks horrible.
Hell 15, yeah.
17 to Paris.
Hell yeah.
Crappy movie.
Well, hey, that 1517 to Paris.
No.
No, it's actually interesting that they used the actual guys that.
That's probably its downfall.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying that's. But it's just kind of cool that. These guys
but, like,
stopped
you're making
a
movie. Get
train bomber.
Talent. That's cool. What they did was cool, but
right. And then they were like, "Hey, man, you just want to be."
I have
the
no interest in
like,
seeing
yeah,
that.
I think
movie.
He was a train bomber. I think it was just a dude with knives.
No, he had a gun.
He got jammed.
Weird. Yeah, but
like he had an old crappy piece of junk gun and knives.
That makes it any less heroic.
He was
just saying like
Call of Duty player.
Yeah, he could have lunged at him from, like, the other side of the map.
Knives are OP.
Him.
I'm not
he should
saying
have been
it's
fine.
Not heroic. I'm just,
who cares about
their
the story?
The
story's just not very
who cares
engaging
about them?
To me. Like,
I mean,
how do you make a two-hour movie about that?
You tell their backstories about how they were in the
military
together.
I mean, how do you
together?
Make a however long of a movie of a dude stuck under a rock? Somebody did it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's SpongeBob. That's Patrick you're talking about.
Yeah,
Patrick the movie.
Yep. Anyways, Game Night also comes out. That one actually got good reviews. Red Sparrow also comes out. That could be interesting. And Wonderstruck. No idea what that is.
Isn't that the Woody Allen one?
Nope.
No, you're thinking of Wonderlust.
No, you're thinking of Wonderwall.
No, you're thinking of Wonderwall by Oasis.
No, you're thinking of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's bad. It has Julianne Moore in it.
You're thinking of Mary Tyler Moore. What the hell's her name?
Is that it? Is that everything that comes out?
That was her name.
That's it.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay, hell yeah. What are the movies that are coming out to theaters this week?
I don't know.
That's
you had
your
that.
Job. We said you.
Me?
Oh, my God.
No, I got it. I'm right here. But when in the last
did you
20
not, you
some
said,
episodes.
Who's got movies in theaters? And every one of us said you.
I no. was joking because I'm with Mike. He's literally, we've never made him do it.
Right.
You oh, my not, God.
I was
that's not true.
Question.
I'm here. He has done it before because he just keeps reading.
He reads tabs.
He reads, and he reads past titles. The point where anybody cares.
I was under the impression once I chose DVDs, Aaron was doing theaters.
That's
that,
what I thought, too.
That was my impression.
So, I got it. Solo, A Star Wars Story comes
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Ron Howard
that's
film.
Getting surprisingly good reviews.
I know. I don't understand how. I mean, visually, it looks like it'll be pretty, but it. I'm not
hey,
excited for
time
it.
Time out. Weird connection. Isn't that the same cinematography cinematographer that did Arrival?
I don't know.
We're just going to say yes and try to find out later.
If what else so, then right? I will have to see it at some point just for the visuals. But
How to Talk to Girls at Parties, a film I've never heard of.
Nope.
Nope.
That stars Elle Fanning and Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
It is, oh, by the way. It is the same cinematographer.
Let me,
oh,
let
dang
me,
it. Now I'm going to have to see it at some point.
Let me read this to you guys. An alien touring the galaxy breaks away from her group and meets two young inhabitants of the most dangerous place in the universe. The London suburb of Croydon.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the most dangerous place in the universe isn't Southside Chicago. Hey-o!
Or, like,
that's racist.
Not in America.
It's not racist.
There's got to be some...
Yeah, like, in, like, South America.
Yeah.
Or, like, the slums
yeah,
of
like
somewhere.
Colombia.
Yeah, right. Like, isn't Venezuela in the
I'm
midst
guess
of a civil
the most
civil
dangerous
war?
Place in the
universe.
I the
think
universe
they currently
is.
Still are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not in the UK or America.
Yeah. So, anyway, the summer of 1993 also comes out, which looks like a foreign film. And, yeah, that's it.
So, Solo.
So,
Solo.
Yeah, Solo. Literally Solo.
Apparently no one wanted to be up against
Solo is
a Ron
the solo
Howard
movie
film.
Coming to theaters.
All right. Any movies that you guys are excited about this week?
No.
I'll see Solo.
Nope.
I know you will.
I mean,
that's
I'm
a
gonna,
disappointment.
I'm going to have to see Solo since Aaron ruined it and said it's the same cinematographer as Arrival, but I'm not going to see it in theaters.
But you ruined it?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to see it, and now I'm going to have to see it purely for the visuals.
Oh. You know that the cinematographer is not the same thing as, like...
Shut up.
The special effects
Shut
artists,
up.
Right?
Yeah, but
camera work plays a part of it.
And he's the one that's, well, depending on how much control he has, the one that's deciding how it should look for each shot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't going to see it, and I'm going to have to, but I'm still not going to see it in theaters because I don't care that much.
All right, Matt, what's our top five?
Top five.
He forgot that he was supposed to
think Yes,
about.
I did. Let's do top five movies starring...
If you say Amy Adams, it's none. I'm not doing it. It's zero. None.
Top five movies starring. Come on, give me someone.
Oh, what's the guy's name? Steven Seagal. Top five movies
oh,
starring
yes!
Steven Seagal.
God. All
right. You guys go first, and
I
I'll
can't
correct
name
you.
More than one.
Executive
decision where he dies in about 10 minutes.
One.
That's all I know.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's all I know.
Come on.
All
wait,
right.
Exit Wounds.
Yeah.
So there's the movie where he holds two helicopters together with his bare hands. There's the movie where he's
you're talking that was executive decision.
Time out.
It was two planes.
Whatever.
Time out. Time out. Let me read you Steven Seagal's bio.
God. Yes.
On IMDb. Steven Seagal is a striking and somewhat boyishly handsome.
Oh, yeah.
And then in parentheses, it says, often with a ponytail. Mm-hmm. Action star who burst onto the martial arts film scene in 1988 with Above the Law.
Steven yeah. Seagal is an old, fat, out of shape,
is
loser,
now.
Bad
have
actor.
You seen that video of Steven Seagal at one of his martial arts meets or whatever? Where these guys, it's supposed to be like he's this wonderful martial artist, and these guys keep running at him, and he just barely taps them. They just go flying. Obviously, they're throwing themselves around. It's so bad.
You guys watch that fight with Steven Seagal and Mike Tyson that I
no
that I sent?
Of course not.
Oh my God, they're gonna be in what movie are they coming out? Not Mike Tyson's gonna be in. What the hell's he in? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Mike Tyson's gonna be in a movie.
I don't normally keep all right, up look, on my here, Mike I'll, Tyson filmography.
Here, I'm gonna go first.
He's going in order from
kickboxer
from above the wall.
Kickboxer
5-1. I'm going, you know, worst to best. So number 5.
Did you sort this by Rotten Tomato rating?
No, I did not.
IMDb rating?
Nope. I'm not sorting them by ratings at all. I'm sorting them by movies I have seen.
No way you've seen 5 Steven Seagal. Nobody in this world can claim to have seen 5 Steven Seagal.
I have seen.
I've seen more than 5.
Exactly.
I
have seen exactly 5 Steven Seagal movies. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Number 5, Into the Sun.
Never heard of it.
Number 4, Executive Decision.
I want to be thrown into the sun after this.
Number 3, Hard to Kill.
Never heard of it.
Number 2, Out for a Kill.
Yep.
Number 1, The Onion Movie, where he plays cock puncher.
You... What about he was in Machete?
No, he was in Machete, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I forgot he was in that. No, still cock puncher, best one.
You left out Exit Wounds?
I haven't seen that. I told you I've seen exactly 5, counting the Onion movie, exactly 5.
What, Under Siege?
Nope.
Let's move on. I don't like what's happening right now.
I don't think you have the balls.
Under Siege 2?
Arrival from 2016.
Whatever. He's PG, good.
It's a PG-13 film, about 2 hours long. It's a drama, mystery, sci-fi film. A linguist is recruited by the military to communicate with alien life forms after 12 mysterious spacecrafts land around the world. Directed by Danny V. Written by Eric Heisesser and Ted Chiang. Starring Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, Forrest Whitaker. What other names am I missing, guys?
Yeah,
help me out
that's
here.
That's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Yeah, and Jaden Malone.
That's it, we said. And he just had to throw out a nobody.
Yep.
He just had to add one more name that literally no one knows.
Yes.
Thank
He's
you.
Probably an
I
extra.
Appreciate that.
No, it was 6-year-old Hannah.
Ah, oh, good.
So,
yeah.
Up-and-coming things from that one.
Oh, that's yep. a good movie, by the way.
Quick yes or no, is Denny V the best director working right now?
Yes.
C, Nightcrawler.
Okay.
We've already established that.
Forgot that was an option. C, Nightcrawler. Final answer. The film gets 94% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. From the critics, it gets an 8.4. Audience gives it 82%, giving it an 8. The critics' consensus. I'm not done.
Surprisingly high for an IMDb audience score. It's out of the 7s.
No,
that's a Rotten Tomatoes.
That's Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
IMDb probably has it at like a 6 point something. Who knows?
7.9.
Oh.
Yeah,
still 7.
I mean, it's a high 7, though.
Arrival delivers a must-see experience for fans of thinking person sci-fi that anchors its heady themes with genuinely affecting emotion and terrific performance from Amy Adams.
Oh. I mean, she's usually bad, but she wasn't bad in this.
Some positive reviews.
She's really good in this.
Some positive reviews. The best film of the year to date. Ambitious and in conception and extraordinary in execution has arrived.
Let's read some negative reviews.
Okay.
It was boring.
Arrival never fully escapes the bounds of its source material.
Not a negative. Like, oh, hey, you're based on a book. You stuck to the material. How's that a negative?
Hey, man, it's Film Ireland magazine, yeah. So.
So you have to actually reread that Irish accent, go.
Oh, the same one?
Well,
oh, please, no.
No, a different one not
Don't
from
do
Ireland.
It.
Or read the one from the Japan Times in the Japanese.
Oh, yeah, please, yes.
No.
Do it.
I will do an Irish one. I'm not stupid.
A little too racist.
We apologize in advance to all of our Irish listeners.
Which is Arrival no. never...
Okay, yep, we got 2 words in.
Yep.
That was Scottish.
Yeah, you're right. This one, I'll read this
we
one.
We also apologize to our Scottish listeners.
I'll read this one in a San Diego accent, okay, because it's from the San Diego Reader.
We
okay.
apologize to all of our San Diego
listeners.
No, we
listeners. Don't. Screw San Diego.
Huh, then if his lettuce is an arterial cert. What the hell?
Apparently
what is that
in
word?
San Diego can't read.
I think Mike's just trying to channel his inner Keanu Reeves.
Arterior.
Artier, as in like arty.
Arty. But it's got a dash. Artier, certainly mid-air and less entertaining version of M. Night Shyamalan Signs.
I don't even know what you just said. And all I heard was something Signs. Artier? Do not compare this movie to Signs.
Artier, moodier version of Signs.
That's not true at all.
No, it has aliens in it. It must be Signs.
And I will read this one. This one is
that's
from...
That's just a lazy comparison.
This one is from The Ooh Tray. And I'm going to read this one as a tray.
Good job.
Trey's so not dot, guys. Where the hell are we?
First initial primary thoughts.
I'll go.
You didn't even watch this movie.
Have you ever seen this movie? Once. Ever?
No.
Okay, good. Man. Good start.
I picked this movie because I saw it in theaters once, and it blew my mind, and it was on the Hulus, and I wanted to watch it again, and it blew my mind again. This movie's brilliant, and I love it.
It is a great movie, but it's lacking...
Boobies.
More...
Yes!
It's lacking more Steven Seagal.
It is. I did not think that Hawkeye could act until I saw this movie.
I was thinking that too. He's consistently surprised me.
Aaron has hated Hawkeye for some reason.
He's terrible.
He's not.
Mostly. Well,
he's
I think
not.
No, the issue was in his early career, they tried to make him an action star.
Yeah.
Which he's not.
They tried to make him a star, which, I mean, he's better in these smaller supporting
they
type of roles.
They tried to make him a star, which he's not.
He's just, he's an okay actor. What's it? The Hurt Locker was great. He was good. He was had a bit part in.
Sorry, time out.
Go ahead.
This guy named Willy Waffle.
Okay.
From wafflemovies.com. Gave it a negative review of hokey malarkey.
Okay.
All it says. Go on.
Can't argue with that.
Renner can act, and he has acted. Hurt Locker, he was in the assassination of the whatever that movie was.
JFK?
He was okay. I mean, that was just a small part, but he can act. The guy can act.
What's that movie we did a review of? Wind River.
Yeah.
He was great in.
The guy can act. He just needs roles that let him. He needs Hollywood just... threw him in all these blockbusters like, hey, look at this guy. He's an action star, and he can carry these franchises. He can't. He's not a franchise carrier.
But he's Hawkeye. Nobody's going to be like, Hawkeye's the future of the MCU.
Deadpool made a joke about Peter, the guy with the mustache and no powers.
Uh-huh.
So give him a bow and arrow. He's basically Hawkeye.
That's great. So, first thoughts? Question mark?
I already gave mine. This movie's brilliant.
It's exactly what sci-fi should be, and what more sci-fi movies should try to be. It's smart. It raises questions. It explores themes.
Goes out on a limb by focusing more on mundane aspects of an alien quote invasion,
and
instead of being an Independence Day resurgence,
right? And how
God.
And how
I'm thinking they're back.
Science and knowledge is
communication.
Going to, you're right, and like all the things that are going to should play an important part in First Contact, and it explores those.
And this movie is surprisingly. A bit of a tearjerker at the end of it.
It's impactful.
Yeah. It wasn't as impactful as I think it should have been. I don't know.
It brings up some very big existential questions and is very emotional.
I'll say the second time around, the first time I just didn't feel anything for it. But I guess you're still... at that point trying to figure things out and you're following along trying to guess what the heck's going on, and this time you're more of just an observer. You know what's going to happen, so you can get more into the characters, which helps, but it still wasn't, it's impactful, sure, but it wasn't as strong as I thought it should be.
I think its strength is in its
storytelling.
Questions, yes, and it's asking of questions and exploring those questions and not necessarily giving you black and white 100% answers, but just exploring things and abstracting, like time. I mean, to explore time and its effect and time as, I mean, basically as a circle with it, you can just manipulate as a language and as a way of thought. I mean, this is what sci-fi, this is smart sci-fi. This is the science fiction stuff that I love. Explore questions, explore science. I mean, the science in science fiction is incredibly present here. And it's,
obviously
it's so
it
much
looks
better for it.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Denny V, the pacing of the movie, because he knows exactly how long to linger and then when to give up on a scene. And I can't, like, Denny V, man, is great.
Yeah.
Yep. Danny Vito.
He's
so good.
Mm-hmm. Is this a movie I need to see in theaters?
You're a little late for that.
You should have, but it's still, the visuals are.
This is a movie you should see with a kick-ass surround sound system.
I did it. I know it was nominated for cinematography. I don't remember what won that year, but just the way this all the pieces fall into place. Denny V, I think, is the perfect director to play this out in a way that is complicated yet completely and totally makes sense. Then you've got the visuals. Then you've got the music, which is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Acting is great all around. Even from Forrest Whitaker can sometimes go over the top trying to steal scenes when he's just a little role,
yeah,
like
he
this.
He gets hammy sometimes.
But he was just fine in this role. And
he was.
Perfect.
He was. So. He was good in this one.
I'm not going to let you know what won.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us what was nominated?
No.
Okay.
Because it's going to be a lot of loud yelling.
Here's Mike. Hey, guys, I know something you don't. Go on.
Was that the year it was either? It was probably one of the.
Okay, fine. Here, listen. Just don't even. Arrival, Lion, Moonlight, Science, and La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
I did see Silence. It was pretty amazing.
Really? What about La La Land? Because that's what won for cinematography.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a great movie with great acting.
Remember when it also won for Best Picture, but then it didn't because they had the wrong envelope?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember when... go on. Anyway. Look at those Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water,
no
Manchester by the Sea.
He's not yelling.
He said no yelling.
Here, I'll do it. Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, Manchester by the Sea.
All right.
I mean,
all right.
All of those are better options than...
See, that's why I didn't want to tell you this. So
let's stupid La La Land.
No,
stupid La La Land.
Okay, so where do we want to start? Do you want to start with the story or with
La La Land? There are no singing and dancing involved.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is just me reading the synopsis and having questions already because I'm a little skeptical.
Okay,
the military, let's say, is pretty big. Correct.
Oh, yeah, let's say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're assuming.
Yeah, we don't know.
Right. So, they don't have any linguists, and they have to recruit
she
one?
She was used previously by the military to as a translator for, I don't even remember.
There I don't remember the incident, but it was something where they brought her in as a translator.
So, she already had the clearance, she was already used, she was a familiar asset, so they called her in for this.
So, they didn't just...
A Farsi video or something, some terrorist organization.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what it was.
Translated.
That's what it was.
But, like, she didn't... I'm just confused.
They had their own experts. It wasn't just her on her own.
Yeah,
it was
they're
her.
Like, we can't figure this out. So we're bringing you in.
Her and Jeremy Renner was what, a mathematician or physician?
Yeah, he was a mathematician.
Physicist,
he was a janitor.
He was a janitor
at Yale.
And he solved, kind of like, remember that Matt Damon movie?
Yeah, but
yeah,
this was Jeremy Renner.
He came in and solved a complex
equation. Then to follow Matt Damon's footsteps, I'm assuming he went down and killed people?
No.
In
correct.
The Born Identity and Legacy series, whatever. Yeah, anyway, okay, go on.
So it wasn't like this... And it could have gone that weird campy, like, oh, you're our only hope. Come solve this riddle. But no, it was her and a
help
team.
Help me, Amy Adams.
And a combined team of all national.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't just like her being Obi-Wan of language.
The Obi-Wan. Even though she basically is the Obi-Wan of language.
Yes. She did become like a language Jedi by the end a little bit. Because, spoiler?
I guess we can
a 3-year-old movie. The aliens are here, and the translation of what they're here to do is to give us a weapon, which is then realized
it's kind of a loose translation of tool or
something to be used. And their language allows, like, a full, complete understanding of the language allows the manipulation of time or to see
into basically the language is time. It's an interesting concept.
It's not like their concept of time is non-linear, so they can see the future. And then once Amy Adams learns the language,
you have like some weird manipulation or glimpses into the future.
And then that kind of, so let's discuss the ending now, because it kind of ties into all of that. So throughout the movie, you're getting what you assume are flashbacks of like her daughter who gets some kind of rare disease and then dies. And throughout the movie, she's like, I don't know who this kid is. And then it's revealed that, oh, she's looking into the future. And then that brings up this whole question at the end of the movie. Like, if you know what's going to happen, would you still make the same choices? And
yeah, if you know your daughter is going to have a disease that's going to kill her, she'll be in pain and you'll be in pain. Do you still follow through?
Would that be like 6-year-old Hannah?
But we also see that
played by Jade Malone.
Yeah.
Through her language, she's able to manipulate time. Huh. So is there, I mean, she knows what's going to happen, but can she manipulate it to make it not happen?
I mean, in the sense that, like, she could probably choose to not have a kid.
Well, or
but then
would
she be able to read that future again?
She knows that the kid is going to get what it gets, so she could try and address it sooner or something. I mean, who knows what could happen? I mean, it's a
heavy concept to work into a movie, and I think that they did it in the best way that they could. There are always going to be those questions where you can, like, poke your finger in it and make a plot hole, but when you're talking about the future, like, of course you're going to have...
Well, I'm not saying it's a plot hole. I'm just saying it's another thing to consider. I mean...
Well, but when you always... All these movies where you're looking into the future, it's always... Is it fate, or do you have control over the outcome of what you see in the future? It's just like Shane saying, does her knowledge of the future somehow affect how that future plays out? Is it going to be the same? It's just, don't hate me here, but like in The Matrix, he's told what the future is and indirectly affects that future.
We could have gone with
Looper. I actually, now that you're thinking about it, I don't think so, because when she's seeing into the future at the same time when she's trying to call the Chinese general, and she's like in that conversation in the future while she's trying to make the phone call. Yeah. So she's like, this is what you told me, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what did I tell you? And she's like in the conversation there waiting to hear what he tells her so she can say it in the past to create it's all
deterministic. What you see in the future happens, and there's no way to avoid it.
That's what I would gather from it.
Then doesn't that make a lot of what you're seeing? We're not told until late in the movie, but we already know that the humans solve this riddle because the aliens say in, 3,000 years, aliens will help, or the humans will help the aliens, so they need them to learn this language. So if they've already seen that's already an eventuality.
That's kind of ambiguous, right? Because they didn't say in 3,000 years you're going to help us. They just said in 3,000 years we're going to need your help. So that...
Yeah.
It's left kind of ambiguous whether or not they actually receive it. They just know that they need it. So maybe they just didn't see that part of the future. I don't know.
This seems like hokey malarkey.
It really is.
It's your Waffle House mouth, whatever he was.
Waffle
Willy
House.
Waffle.
Willy Waffle.
Willy Waffle of waffle.com or something. I don't know. Waffle.
We shouldn't be slandering other people's names, though.
I'm not slandering his name. He's just dumb and wrong.
If his last name is actually Waffle, I will slander it.
Yeah, and if his first name is actually Willy, I'll slander it.
Yeah, then he's Willy Dumb and and Wong.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, I know. I'm better than Mike.
Word. Okay, where are you guys? How were the visuals of this film?
The visuals are fantastic.
They're just from the build-up, the way they lead into the reveal of these spacecrafts, and then that shot of the first time we see a spacecraft is one of the best shots I've seen in quite a while, where it's just this oddly shaped hovering spacecraft and this fog rolling over these mountains.
Yeah, that
and
was
it's
such
just
a
this
good
wide
shot,
shot. And it just kind of wraps around. It's crazy how good the visuals were in this movie.
The aliens looked really good for being
the alien designs,
CG.
Yes.
Yeah. The
inside of the ship that kind of like messes with your brain with the different gravity
when they first like elevate up and then they have to like jump, but then they're like sideways.
Gravity switches at a certain point, so it's just, and the way they film it to make it disorienting, but also you can understand and comprehend what's going on inside the ship. Really,
every shot was framed very well. All of the camera work was good.
And they explained, once things got going where she's actually doing her job and trying to figure out the language, they explained it in simple ways, which could have been terrible dialogue, like what we get in Inception or a lot of Christopher Nolan movies, where it's like, hey, this is what's happening. Let me go for a 10-minute expository monologue here,
or
real quick.
It could have been like old school Star Trek, where we get the super complicated explanation and then somebody just uses a random like simile.
But in this situation, it felt natural because nobody knows what's going on except for her and her understanding of how to address the situation. So it allows us to get that simple explanation of what's actually going on and what needs to be done. So I think, like I said, the way they handled the complexity of understanding a new language was pretty fantastic, because it wasn't confusing at any point.
No.
Who adapted this from the book? Or who wrote
Eric Heisesser, according to...
Has he written anything else?
Yeah, he's also done Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Well, Ted Chiang wrote the short story.
Oh, okay.
He's done... Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
He did...
oh, my God.
Nightmare on Elm Street, the 2010 version. He did Final Destination 5.
You know, for all the flack that the 2010 Nightmare on Elm Street got...
Just don't even give
it... It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad and more.
And
it was terrible.
The new version of The Thing.
He did Lights Out, which was the most god-awful movies I've ever seen.
I haven't seen it.
He's writing a new Van Helsing movie, which is sure to be terrible.
Only if they don't get Hugh Jackman.
God, that writer's bad.
Well,
yeah, but good on him for this, I guess.
Yeah, this is the diamond in the rough, I suppose.
How'd that happen? Anywho.
So what negatives do we have for this movie?
This movie sucked.
Because I'm going to be 100%, I kind of struggle finding things to like gripe about this movie.
I don't find it a negative, but I know a lot of people would. Like a lot of his movies.
Same thing with Blade Runner.
Yeah,
it's the pacing
issues
slow. And the way it takes its time to tell a story.
Yeah, it's deliberately slow.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is another movie where, for most of the movie, not a lot happens. And
but that's the thing. It's not a lot. There's not a lot of action and chaos and things. But there is a lot going on, and
yeah,
that's why you have to take your time.
I mean,
this
is, a two-hour movie?
Just under
2 hours, yeah. And there's one explosion in the entire movie. So if you like a lot of explosions, don't watch this and go watch mindless Transformers garbage.
Yeah. I guess I can't think of much of a negative at all, to be honest.
Perfect movie. We can end it. We're done.
I also like that, aside from exploring, basically, like the importance of science and communication, and especially communication in our world, because while they're trying to figure out communicating with this alien,
they have
whether this alien is a threat.
Communicating with each other.
Yeah, the whole world is dealing with communication errors and translation
goes into like this weird pseudo political thing where it's like China and Russia go dark, so then everybody else has to go
right,
dark, and nobody's talking to each other.
The importance of communication is stressed, and it's done in such a great way. What was that?
I don't know. I heard it too.
Just keep going.
The the way that they explore communication, I guess I've never seen that in a movie before. I'm sure there are some examples. Maybe I'm either not thinking of them or haven't seen them, but this is one of the best examples of just the exploration of language and meaning and interpretation and communication. And it goes into all of that without being boring, without being too complicated. It explains things in such simple ways, but I mean, it's nearly flawless in that regard.
So you said you had a negative, Aaron?
Yeah, and it's not anything overwhelmingly negative. It's just kind of a gripe I have in general with the way movies play out their supposed plot twists, when it's more of a misleading than an actual reveal about her daughter and about how it wasn't in the past and how it's actually in the future. In this movie, it kind of makes more sense because of the non-linear, the way that the whole idea of time not being linear because of this grasp language. But if that only happens based on your understanding and fluency of the alien language, why was she having glimpses into the future before she even knew of the alien's existence?
Don't think about it.
Oh, okay.
I think that might have been there more for the audience's benefit than for hers.
I think it was there to already establish the fact, to try to trick you into thinking it has already happened. It would have made more sense if it wouldn't have felt like such trickery if after meeting the alien she started having these flashbacks.
I mean, it didn't even really feel like trickery
in
the first place.
Because that's
the
first thing you see, and it feels like it's establishing. It's trying to say, yep, this already happens now. This is her now. I mean, it feels like trickery, but like I said, if it would have happened, if you wouldn't have seen anything about a daughter until she met these aliens and started becoming familiar with their language, which is what causes these to happen, then I would have been more accepting. In this case, it feels like kind of a gimmick.
Yeah. I mean, I see where you're coming from. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
But I see where you're coming from.
Thanks, Mike.
No, I agree because it's true. We're seeing stuff we shouldn't be seeing, and it's for the sole purpose of setting up this thought in the audience's head that this has already happened when... Yeah. That shouldn't be the case.
Which yeah, the effect would be the same if you start showing these flashbacks after
she starts learning.
Yeah, but then you'd have to, like, because they don't meet the aliens for the first time until, what, 30 minutes in? Pretty close.
Which is fine. We could still get flashbacks.
You'd have to cram a lot, because there's already a lot of flashbacks / flash forwards in this movie. So to cram them all in that short amount of time, I think that would be too much.
It's a flaw.
Yeah.
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 All right.
See, I swayed Mike. Now he agrees with me.
All this is a bunch of hokey malarkey anyway.
Hokey waffle malarkey.
Do we have anything else to say about this movie? Should we rate it?
Let's rate it.
How was Jeremy Renner's face in this movie?
It was very Jeremy Renner-y.
Yeah. Mm. He had a very Jeremy Renner face.
Yeah.
Is this movie I should see?
Yes.
Yeah, in theaters.
This is a movie you should see.
Is this a movie I will see?
Probably not.
Knowing you, probably not. Because you don't like long, slow movies.
Yeah.
Ha That's
Mike's reaction. Say bad things.
It's like, you know, when your throat gets all swelled up because you're about to cry.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I guess I'll go first.
I wasn't asking.
Taking what Aaron said into account, giving it the benefit of the doubt that, yeah, that might be a flaw.
Okay, so let's put it in perspective, though. As far as... there was the comparison to Signs. It's not a flaw like aliens came to a world full of water and their one weakness is water. It's not like that. I'm not saying that it's a movie ruiner. I'm just saying that it kind of...
Yeah, sure. It's an inconsistency. Yeah. I get it. So So playing devil's advocate and taking that into account, I still think I would have to give this movie a 9.75. That's the only thing that stops the movie from being absolutely perfect. This is such a brilliant movie.
Yeah, except for no.
I'm not that high on this movie. I felt like the emotional impact for me wasn't the emotional payoff at the end wasn't as impactful as I think maybe it could have been or should have been. I mean the directing, the cinematography, even the lighting, the music,
everything was on point.
This writer struck gold for the only time in his career.
This movie was a home run.
I give it a 9. It's a great movie.
Shane?
Yeah.
Okay. do you want to rate it?
Yeah. It's very good. I am not counting this as a flaw. I'm not taking points away because of it. I'm just reiterating for those that are thinking about watching it, it is very, very slow. If you're not into that kind of movie, you will not enjoy this movie. I enjoyed it. Even in the slow parts, which is the movie, there's every scene has something to look at, something to think about, something to examine, something to contemplate, whether it's just emotions on faces, whether it's conversations digging into this mystery, whether it's the exploration of themes, which are explorations of just humanity in general. This movie is very, very nearly flawless. I love this movie. It's one of my favorite sci-fi movies of all time.
Yeah, I don't know why I spaced on this movie when we did our top five sci-fis.
I don't think I included it either, and I should have.
I also should have.
Well,
but it doesn't. When your brain thinks, like I said, sci-fis are almost all action-y.
Yeah, there weren't any space lasers in this movie.
Right. That's
oh like my god. That's what one of them said. By the way.
No space lasers?
It said ray guns. Hold on.
It could have used some ray guns. That's true.
Those hungry for old school alien-based sci-fi adventure will decry the film's lack of ray guns.
Wow.
Yes.
What a petty, petty thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, this is old school sci-fi in the sense that there's...
But it's an automatic extra 10 points. So, mm-hmm. Honestly, I got to change mine. It's a 19. Automatic extra 10 points for... originality and not just being a cookie cutter box office guaranteed hit. It's not a silly sequel.
No, they
not
definitely
an alien invasion.
They took a chance with this
and
movie.
That's what I mean by old. This is like an old school science fiction movie where
it's not about special effects.
It's not franchise. It's not special effects. It's not.
It's like if District 9 were a good movie.
Yeah. Or if Neil Blomkamp was not a studio joke of a director. I mean, anyways, I'm right with everyone else. I'm 9.5.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That wow. Might... Holy
it's,
crap.
It's a great movie, a great science fiction movie, a great movie in general.
That makes it tied for third on our list.
Tied with what?
Oh, boy.
So it goes Saving Private Ryan has a perfect 10. Blade Runner has a 9.5. Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't count, though, because musical. So.
Yeah.
It's a great musical, though.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it being tied with Little Shop of Horrors. Oh, no, remember when Little Shop of Horrors was our highest rated movie for a while?
it's such a good movie.
It is such a good movie.
That's so silly.
Just because it's a silly movie doesn't mean it can't be the perfect version of what it aspires to be. It's so great. If I have to watch a musical, it might as well be that.
Yep.
So silly. Okay, you're silly. So 9.42 for, I almost said Little Shop of Horrors. Arrival. It's a film that you should definitely see in theaters from what I'm gauging from the room.
Yep. Look, it's still on Hulu.
Watch the movie, become fluent, travel back in time.
Or forward.
See it, or forward. Just find a way to see it in theaters.
Or just go travel.
To
like Guam or something.
I mean, I'm sure.
And learn languages.
I'm sure that like.
Yeah.
Broaden your horizons.
Yeah. Alamo does special screenings of stuff all the time, so I'm sure it'll play there at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's still on Hulu. Go watch it. It doesn't cost any money. unless you pay for Hulu
subscription.
Not any.
It doesn't cost any money for me because I steal other people's Hulu.
I'm sure that you could get like a 30-day free trial.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just sign up for new emails.
That's how I watched X-Men the Animated Series again. Before I bought Amazon Prime, I just did a 30-day free trial and watched it in 30 days.
Yep. Awesome. So, yeah, check out Arrival. Let us know what we did right, what we did wrong. You can let us know on our website, nothingbutrealreviews.com. Shane, is the list of movies for June coming out soon?
Yeah, in June.
Cool.
making sure. Also, we're going to get
it'll be up soon.
We're going to have our top five Steven Seagal movies on the website.
Yeah. I'm just going to list all the Steven Seagal movies and link trailers.
Mine's just going to be one movie, Nightcrawler. And that's it?
No,
dude. Can you imagine him as Nightcrawler?
All you have to do is put the fake movie trailer for Cockpuncher, and then it'll be fine.
Oh, Steven Seagal.
You're silly. Good. So yeah, check out our website, nothingbutrealreviews.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Also, send us an email, podcast@nothingbutrealreviews.com. If you request a movie on our website, we will get to it eventually. I requested, huh? Yep. I did a listener request last time. I don't know what my movie is for next week yet. So maybe I'll pick up a listener request. So yeah. All right.
Okay.
Someone on the show.
Tell your friends.
Let's go. But inconspicuously. Through the window.
Lady, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
Okay, that's it. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Game over, man. Game over. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Good night. And good luck.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Nothing But Real Reviews and More. Remember to like us on Twitter and Facebook and subscribe and rate on iTunes.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.